It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Corrine Daniel is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Corrine, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And you wanted us to hear from the Welsh artist Kate LeBon first. This is called Aside from Growing Old.
What's the
So I guess we'll start by noting this is not Joan Baez's long-lost cousin.
No, it is not. No, so she, as you mentioned, she's a Welsh singer. She sings in English and Welsh. And this is a follow-up to her last full-length album. But what I like about her is that she's kind of contemplative, effortless, and she said that her music doesn't require deep reading. But it's just kind of nice and light and always puts me in a good spirit. So that's just something I like about her, is that you can't really totally define her, but she's just got a nice air to her. So yeah, Kate LeBon, really enjoy her work.
Well, and Kate LeBon actually has been on the Here and Now DJ Sessions before, because Anne Litt, your colleague, brought her to our attention a few years back. What do you think of her new album?
I think it's great. It's definitely a reasonable continuation for what she's done in the past, and yeah, her other album, Mug Museum, was also really stellar. It's not too much of a jump from what she does, but she's also done some work on the side with Tim Presley of Drinks, and she's got like an interesting backing band now. They're called Banana, and they're like an instrumental band. They've released their own stuff. So while her own stuff is probably not too different, she's kind of dabbled in some other things, so maybe she'll take a leap in the next one.
All right, well, let's get to your next pick. This is Natalie Maring, who calls herself Wise Blood. This is 7 words.
Now I face tomorrow. In time we'll both be free from this ball and chain hanging on the things I want.
Another song that kind of takes you back to the 70s.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there's sort of a moment coming back here. Definitely some Carpenter-esque vibes with her. But what I like about her is that it's just so genuinely heartfelt, and sometimes it's pretty sad. I actually played this song, I think it was on Christmas, and I went on the air afterwards and I said, God, I'm so sorry for playing something so sad. And I got people calling me and telling me that it was the most, you know, beautiful thing that they had heard in so long. So I thought, you know, maybe she's kind of struck a nerve there. So I think the whole album is kind of like that. It's just very genuine and honest and sometimes sad, but also has a sense of humor about it, too.
Sometimes it feels good to hear a sad song on Christmas.
You know, yeah, you know, it's a tough day for some people.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had no problem listening to it. I probably listened to it a little too much. So, you know, I have no problems with people enjoying a sad song now and again and again and again.
And let's talk about that name, Wise Blood, which is inspired by the 1952 novel Wise Blood by Flannery O'Connor, about a young man grappling with his own questions about religion. Tell us more about Wise Blood.
Yeah, I think that makes sense with a lot of the work that she does as well, because some of it reflects on our current times and struggling as her with her identity. She has a track called Generation Y, but it's W-H-Y, where she kind of goes over people's love with their cell phones and kind of existing in this new age. And so I think that kind of resonates with her tone and definitely how she approaches songwriting lyrically.
Well, you also wanted us to hear from the British rapper Simbi Ajikawo, who goes by Little Sims. This is Doorways and Trust Issues.
Hey, looking through this hallway in a different place, some more I know a different ball game.
or it's through the doorway. Keep it pushing always, seeing different from what I've been told and thinking all day. Oh, this is so smooth coming from you, know it. Anybody can say anything, I'll show you.
Well, what can you tell us about Little Sims?
What I like about her is that she's really young, but she has a strong sense of conviction and of herself. She's actually 22, and she's been rapping since she was 10. And, you know, I kind of admire her lyrics and how she's able to be very introspective and sort of wise at such a young age. She doesn't play on her sexuality at all. Like, she's very strong in herself and what she has to say and bring to the table. And I think it takes a lot of guts for a young person to do that. And so I really respect her for that. She also released the label. She created her own label and released the album under it. So I think, you know, at 22, you know, she has a lot going for her. So I'm just hoping that things keep going that way. So yeah, Little Sims.
Well, and one thing that I notice about this song is, you know, sometimes with British artists, it is hard to hear the British accent because they do such a good job at sounding like Americans. But in this, occasionally you can hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say she's definitively British, and she grew up in North London, and she references that in her work too. And yeah, it adds a different flavor to it as well. So I think it's a nice dimension.
Well, we have time for one more. This is from the Brooklyn group Prince Rama. This is Fantasy. Taken us from the 70s to the 80s, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Prince Rama, they do have definitely an 80s sound, but they've called themselves a now-age psych dance pop band. So it just encompasses a lot more than the 80s tone that they give off, because there's a lot of visual components to the work that they do, and their shows are unexpected. The makeup that they put on is really fantastic. And yeah, so it's kind of a whole package that calls on some 80s elements, but... yeah, they also have a mantra for their now age philosophy. I think you can check it out online. It's like nowage.org.
And Prince Rama is made up of two sisters, by the way, Taraka and Nime Larson. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, so they actually have been doing this, I think, for about 10 years. Their dad was an artist as well, and I think really encouraged them to take their own path, and they definitely did that with this band. So they just tour and, I don't know, are inspired by the visual art and also the manifestos that they create. So it's not just the band. I think it's a lot of the lifestyle as well. But you kind of have to see them visually to really get the whole package.
So since this is your first time with us on the Here and Now DJ sessions, and after hearing those four picks from you, what is your genre? Or would you just say, like, eclectic or something like that?
I think I like things that are meaningful and speak to people. I think sonically I'm okay with any instrument. It's not that a certain sound necessarily calls me. I think if something is, you know, like Prince Rama is just silly and fun and, you know, it's totally on one side of the spectrum. Way's Blood can totally go on the other side. Little Sims as well. I think you've got to have range in what you enjoy in your art. And yeah, I don't know. I can't pinpoint it. It might be a cop-out to say eclectic, but I think maybe genuine is the word that resonates with me the most, and obviously that's subjective to everyone, but for me that's what matters.
That's Karine Daniel, who is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, where, by the way, the morning show is called Morning Becomes Eclectic. So, eclectic, a big word at KCRW. Karine, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy. This was great.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.